At least 11 Palestinians have been killed in the occupied West Bank in what Israeli officials described as an ongoing counter-terrorism operation targeting militants concentrated in Jenin and Tulkarem, two West Bank cities that Israel says have become militant strongholds, and the Al-Fara refugee camp. The massive Israeli operation into the occupied West Bank is the biggest in 20 years. Hamas says 10 of its fighters were killed yesterday. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the military operation should end immediately. He called on Israel to protect civilians and urged maximum restraint. At least 650 Palestinians in the West Bank have been killed by Israeli fire since the war in Gaza began over 10 months ago. That's according to the Palestinian Ministry. We're joined now by Jonathan Conricus, the former IDF spokesperson and combat commander in Gaza, now a senior fellow at the US Foundation for Defense of Democracies think tank. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thank you for joining us. And what's the likely Israeli plan now for the occupied West Bank?
Well, on the military level, I think that what Israel is trying to do is something that is long overdue. I'm sure that you and most of the listeners who don't live in Israel aren't aware, but what Israelis have witnessed is a steady and very sharp incline in the amount of attacks emanating, attacks against Israeli civilians and military emanating from Palestinian terror organizations in what we call Judea and Samaria, what you refer to as the West Bank. That has been going on for between 2.5 and 3 years, and the IDF has been conducting nightly raids and more limited operations. And what we're seeing now is Israeli security actually trying to attack the organizations, their infrastructure, and the whole supporting network. I think this is the first part of it, but by no means the last. And I think that we will see additional and the expansion of these maneuvers against other Palestinian terror organizations in other cities. And last thing, you know, you mentioned in the opening statement that there were 11 Palestinians killed, and then you said that Hamas acknowledged that 10 of their fighters had been killed. So I would put it, IDF does a very surgical operation in Judea and Samaria, killing terrorists. We haven't had civilians killed here, and they're operating with a lot of restraint in an urban environment.
And why is it, if it is, as you call it, a very surgical operation, and despite the levels of security that have been imposed on the occupied West Bank by Israel, not just now, but over many years, why is the West Bank flooded with weapons, as claimed by Israel?
You hit the nail on the head. That is exactly the issue and the problem that Israel has. Well, it has many problems, but specifically regarded to this, the issue is that Israel isn't defending its eastern border with Jordan well enough for budgetary and political reasons, and that is where all of these weapons are flowing in from. And until Israel plugs and shuts that border, I think we can anticipate additional instability and the fact that these terror organizations will have access to weapons. Once Israel blocks the access, then I think the situation will calm down, but that is a lot of work. It is a long border. It is not very well defended, and Israel has a lot of work to do. And of course, like almost everything that has to do with Israeli enemies, the country that is behind the weapon smuggling is, no surprise, the Islamic Republic of Iran, smuggling weapons through Syria and then Jordan and finally into organizations in Judea and Samaria.
And why is it as well, if this is this surgical incursion into the West Bank, why is it that you have, you know, armed bulldozers digging up streets, you have curfews on people living in Jenin, you have drones firing on people, you have hospitals becoming inaccessible? That's not surgical, surely.
Actually, it very much is. And if you'll allow me, I'll address all of those points. Bulldozers are used because Palestinian terrorists are planting IEDs, improvised explosive devices, in and under the pavement. And therefore, it is necessary to scrape away the pavement in order to expose the explosives. Drones are necessary in order to track the movement and, if possible, target terrorists. The British, American, French, everybody uses drones, so there's nothing wrong with using drones. And what the IDF is, in terms of curfew, that is in order to have civilians out of harm's way. So there's perfectly good reasons for each and every tactic that the IDF is using.
Out of harm's way, but unable. Out of harm's way, you say, but unable to access healthcare because they can't get to the hospitals.
Yes, and the hospitals, the issue of the hospital is a good one that you mentioned, because one issue that I think is hugely underreported is the fact that all of the terrorist organizations, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and the others, are systematically using hospitals as basis for operations. We've seen this very extensively in Gaza, regretfully, and we're seeing it now in Judea and Samaria as well. And I think that is worthy of condemnation, because what that does is endanger civilians who, as you rightly say, are seeking medical aid. But when terrorists are there fighting, that makes it very dangerous.
Civilians, children, people denied access to basic healthcare when they are being damaged by military fire, by drones coming at them from Israel. They have no place to go and they have no access to healthcare.
No, I wouldn't. I don't think that your portrayal is really accurate. There is access to healthcare. The hospitals are open. They are threatened by the fact that Hamas and other terrorists are using them for military operations, but they are open and running and they are accepting patients. But one thing that your introduction failed to mention is that more than 40 Israelis have been murdered by Palestinian terrorists in this year alone, coming from attacks in Judea and Samaria. And that's an important number to have in mind, because that is one of the reasons why Israel feels compelled to go on a smaller offensive against the organizations that are killing its civilians.
All right. Well, Jonathan Conricus, former IDF spokesperson, thank you very much indeed for joining us.